This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So is your life today more puzzles than ping pong, or vice versa?
Oh, it might be veering toward ping pong. I've just bought 50% of a building in my hometown. I'm to open a table tennis club. We're going to have about 11,000 square feet of playing space, which is enough for 18 tables. I think it'll be the largest table tennis club in the Northeast. We hope to be open by November.
Wow. You wouldn't do anything unless it had an est at the end. You know, the best. You had a challenge that had absolutely nothing to do with table tennis last week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said take the word bookman, B-O-O-K-M-A-N, change one letter in it, and rearrange the result to name a famous person who wrote books. Who is it?
Who is it?
Answer is Nabokov, as in Vladimir Nabokov.
Author of the book Lolita and more. We received more than 1,000 entries this week. Our randomly chosen winner is Kevin Callahan from Eugene, Oregon. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
That one came pretty fast.
Good for you. What are you doing, Eugene?
I'm a math teacher at Madison Middle School.
You must be very, very busy this time of year.
I am. Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Kevin, meet Will. Will, meet Kevin. Let's play.
All right, Kevin. I'm going to give you a five-letter word and a seven-letter word. Rearrange the letters of one of these words to get a synonym of the other. For example, if I said alloy, A-L-L-O-Y, and devoted, you would say loyal, because loyal is an anagram of alloy, and it's a synonym of devoted.
Okay.
All right, number one is thing, T-H-I-N-G, and evening. And here's a hint to get you off. Rearrange the letters of thing to get a synonym
night.
For night, right.
Yeah.
And the anagram can be either word. That's for you to figure out.
That's what I was afraid of. Is that going to be either one?
Number two is state, S-T-A-T-E, and cleared, C-L-E-A-R-E-D.
Declared?
Declare, good. March, M-A-R-C-H, delight.
Delight?
Uh-huh.
Charm.
Charm, good job. Timer, T-I-M-E-R, and deserve.
Timer.
How you doing there?
I'm still working.
Okay.
Which word did you anagram, Leanne?
Timer.
That's correct.
I still don't
have it. You want to go for it, Leanne?
Sure. Merit.
Merit, is it?
Merit, yeah.
It's those.
Thanks, Leanne.
It's the definitions, because they can have more than one, and that's
yeah.
Really confabulate everything.
That's right. Try this. Irate, I-R-A-T-E, and grenade, G-R-E-N-A-D-E. This is interesting. There's actually two answers here, but you only need to give one.
I think I got one.
Yeah? Which word did you anagram?
Grenade.
Grenade.
That's right, meaning irate.
I'm not getting it.
Enraged.
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 Also, enraged. Also angered works, either way.
Oh. That would have been easier.
Try this one. Nadir, N-A-D-I-R, and deplete. D-E-P-L-E-T-E.
Will gave me a hint when doing anagrams. If you actually put the words in like bowling pin formation, so the first word is the one pin, and then two, then three, it helps your head get out of the linear way of
linear
thinking.
Linear mode, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Leanne, jump in. What's your answer?
Drain and deplete.
Drain is
drain.
Right, drain.
Awesome.
All right, try this. Onset, O-N-S-E-T, and boulder, B-O-U-L-D-E-R.
Stone.
Yeah.
Stone, that was fast. Awful, A-W-F-U-L, and in-house, I-N-H-O-U-S-E.
It's usually used to describe a villain sometimes.
Oh. I'm blinking.
All right, Leanne, go ahead.
Heinous.
Heinous, is it?
Oh, good one.
All right, here's your next one. Girth, G-I-R-T-H.
Okay.
And correct, C-O-R-R-E-C-T.
Right.
Yeah.
That is right. And here's your last one. Agree, A-G-R-E-E.
Okay.
And itching. ITCHING. As in, you are itching to do something. You are...
I'm blinking on this.
I'm blinking on it, too. Let's see.
How about if I tell you it starts with an...
Eager.
How about if I
say,
eager. Oh, you're eager
goodness.
To do it.
Oh, Kevin, your eager response.
Oh, wow, that's harder when you're doing it live like this.
And that's why we give you something to remember this experience by.
Yes.
We have someone to tell you what you'll get for playing today's puzzle. He's an award-winning musician and frontman for one of Las Vegas's finest creations. Here's Brandon Flowers of The Killers.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition of Lapel Pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks and riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR Sunday Puzzles.
What do you think, Kevin?
That was very cool.
It is cool, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And if you can be by your radio next weekend, you'll hear my interview with Brandon Flowers about his new solo album.
All right.
Flamingo. Yeah, something to look forward to. And before we let you go, Kevin, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to him, and I'm a member of KLCC.
KLCC.
Yes.
And Kevin Callahan in Eugene, Oregon, good luck this school year with your middle school math students, and thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thanks, Leanne. Thanks, Will.
All right. Thanks. Will, what are we going to gift our listeners with in terms of a puzzle for next week?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Eric Iverson of Eagan, Minnesota. And it's a simple question. What is the longest common word in which all the letters rhyme with E? I have my answer. We'll compare notes next week. So again, what is the longest common word in which all the letters rhyme with E?
Okay. You can't have like we, like 15 letters. And I know anti-disestablishmentarianism doesn't work, so we'll leave it to the listeners. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is next Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we're going to call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.